This week, Governor Roy Cooper went to Washington to lobby for more than $25 billion in federal funding for Hurricane Helene recovery. The governor was joined by local leaders as well as the North Carolina congressional delegation, Senator Ted Budd, Senator Tom Tillis, and Representative Chuck Edwards. Earlier today, I spoke with the governor and asked him about the trip and what they requested.
We asked for an investment in Western North Carolina to help us repair roads and bridges and water systems and to help people with housing and to help people with the economy. A very detailed, well thought out, coordinated plan, and we expect a vote and hope and pray for a vote before the end of the year on what they're calling the supplemental budget to help with this disaster. We're going to continue to work together in a bipartisan way to try to get this administration and the next administration, because we're also going to present everything to President-elect Trump and his team to make sure that Western North Carolina gets the help that it needs.
How was the message received? Tell me a bit about the discussions and how you left feeling.
I felt that they heard us. And I think that there is a lot of partisanship in end of the year government spending and government budgets. But I think there's universal acknowledgement that Western North Carolina needs this help. And not only do we need the money, but because this is so unprecedented, and that this inland storm in the mountains is so different from other storms that have occurred, that we need special flexibility with that funding to do the things that we need to do as quickly as we need to do them.
I want to shift gears and ask you about state funding. This week, Republican lawmakers approved legislation that was pretty much billed as hurricane relief, another round of relief, but it does a lot of other things, including shifting power within state government away from Democratic officials. Can you share your thoughts about Senate Bill 382?
Well, the overriding problem is it fell well short of the funding that needs to be invested in Western North Carolina right now by state government. I've asked them for $3.9 billion. And with this legislation, they essentially just moved money around in Raleigh and said, we're going to appropriate it later, when there are real needs for small businesses. They need grants, not just loans, but they need grants. We have a way to do that. But unfortunately, they just used this moving money around, calling it a disaster relief bill, when really it's only a disaster, because it was just cover to make another massive power grab in Raleigh. We really need the legislature to focus on Western North Carolina recovery. We really need them to get the money now to people there. We've asked for things that we don't think the federal government's going to cover. So this direct help to local government, this direct help to businesses needed now. I hope that when they come back in December, that they will do what they need to do. And I appreciate all of the legislators who are continuing to work hard on that. A few Western legislators, both Democratic and Republican, voted against that legislation. I think that was the right thing to do, because legislature needs to do a lot more.
Are you going to veto?
I'll be announcing that soon, but it's a very bad bill. It doesn't help Western North Carolina, and it's just simply a political power grab. We need to focus on real help for Western North Carolina.
That was Governor Roy Cooper talking with me, Helen Chickering. Thanks for tuning in to BPR.